This is HPR episode 1731 entitled Upgrading an Old Laptop. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 12 minutes long. The summary is, I put brand new parts into an old Fujitsu Lifebook 4215.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Venable. Pretty sure by now some of you have seen my blog, which is anthonyvenable110.wordpress.com. The link will be available later on. Just thought I'd go ahead and do a video version of how I upgraded my laptop. And I did this way back, I'd say in December of 2010. That summer, actually, I had gotten this laptop from one of my friends. He decided he didn't want it no more. And I was trying to figure out, like, oh my goodness, what did you do to it? Even on the desktop, you try to click on different applications and it would be an issue. It wouldn't do anything but try to go to Windows Media Player. But there was nothing that would happen when you click on the Windows Media Player. So it ended up being really an epic fail for quite some time. In fact, I got so mad at the laptop that I just kind of put it on a shelf and just forgot about it for months. So then December, I knew I was about to go on a trip to go see my older cousin in North Carolina. So I was like, all right, well, let me go ahead and get this laptop together and see what I can get out of it, see what we can make happen. And went over another cousin's house because he knows more about computers than I do. And we ended up finding out that the hard drive was bad. The hard drive in this laptop, which by the way is a Fujitsu Lifebook T-Series 4215, it came out in about 2006, 2007, something like that. So it's been around the world, if you catch my drift. What I always liked about it early on was the fact that the screen, it has a screen that's able to convert it into a tablet, pretty much. So I can turn the screen around and show people in front of me, you know, if I'm sitting at a desk or a table or something, like I've done at Barnes & Noble so many times, Borders. I was able to kind of show off with it and be like, haha, this is what's on my screen. And go like, oh my God, really? And I'm like, yeah. This is what's up. This is what I have. So it ended up being pretty cool. So like I said, going back to about late December of 2010, the hard drive was bad. It was only 40 gigs. So I figured, okay, no problem. 40 gig hard drive. All right, fine. The hard drive's bad. The operating system that was on here initially was Windows XP Tablet Edition, like 2003. Yeah, it was going back pretty far, 2003, 2005, something like that. It was just annoying. Initially, I was going to just put Windows XP, but then I decided not to. I was like, well, how would it go if I actually put Windows 7 on here? And so I decided to go ahead and put Windows 7 on the laptop, which worked out pretty well, getting it going. Something else I knew also was I was going to need more RAM. There was only 512 megabytes of RAM installed in this machine initially. So I decided to kind of up the ante and put it up to about 3. Then one of my Rams sticks went bad, so it's dead about, it's about 2.5 gigs of RAM in here now. But I ran to my local micro center in Rockville, Maryland, and I decided I was going to go ahead and upgrade a hard drive. I saw that they had 500 gigabyte hard drives available for about $60, which was awesome. So I decided to go ahead and do that. And then when it came to doing the RAM, I ended up just getting another 2 gigabyte stick. I had a 1 gigabyte stick, but it stopped working, like I mentioned a little earlier. So I just put the original 512 in there. So that's why I'm at 2.5 gigabytes of RAM right now, which runs Windows 7 really well. I can't recommend using anything under 1 gig for Windows 7. It's not nice. In school, we did it at a little less, and I just don't recommend it. It's ugly, it's hideous, and all that. So I just don't. I really can't recommend you doing that for a lot of reasons. The RAM. So everything got going pretty well. As I mentioned, this laptop is able to be converted into a tablet. I've toyed around with it using the stylus. In fact, the stylus works pretty well with this particular laptop. But that one acted up. So anyway, what ended up happening was I decided I wanted another laptop to kind of back up in case that one ended up having an issue or something happened to it or whatnot. So I goes on to Amazon.com. I looked at eBay as well. In fact, was it eBay? Yes, it was eBay. It was eBay. And I decided to go ahead and bid on the laptops that I wanted, the exact model. And I bid on one, kept missing over and over and over. Other people would kind of bid on it, and then I would lose it, and then I'd get upset. I'm like, come on, seriously, I can't get this laptop? All right, fine. So one day I decided, well, how about I go ahead and bid on two? So I bid on two. To my surprise, I ended up getting both of them. I was like, oh, they were $88 a piece. Plus tax, altogether came up to about $224. It was my tax money, so I was like, cool. I got three laptops now that I can use for various purposes, whatever, and just go from there. And that's what I did. What I ended up doing not so long after I installed Windows 7 on this particular device was that I put Ubuntu 10.04 Maverick Meerkat. It worked out well, but I decided I wanted to go and upgrade it to 10.10, which was, no, couldn't have been Maverick Meerkat. See, Ubuntu has code names for different releases that they have. So anytime you start talking about, for instance, 10.10 being Maverick Meerkat, 11.04 being Natty Narwhal, 11.10, goodness gracious, I forgot what it was. I do know that 12.04 is Precise Pangolin, good for me. So that's pretty cool. What else I want to say? So anyway, I put Ubuntu 10.10, which is in fact Maverick Meerkat, I'm right, on here. And it works out pretty good. I like the wobbly windows. And one of the things that ended up happening was they ended up changing something about the desktop interface. Previously, it was called GNOME 2, and they decided to go to GNOME 3 with the Unity interface, and I wasn't exactly too cool with that. So, so far I've hung out with Ubuntu 10.10. I'm sticking with it. I'm going to see what happens when Precise Pangolin comes out, 12.4 release. And I'll probably install it on my computer as well. And we'll see how that goes, more or less. All right. Well, I told you what I did to my laptop. Talk to you later. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.